Oh, joining us now, as she does on a regular basis, Kim Bolson, naturopath, author and hormone consultant. Kim Bolson, you've asked the question, how many times today would I have potentially exposed my skin to harmful chemicals? I would say none. You beg to differ.
Do you shave and put on deodorants and maybe in summer sunblocks, or shampoo your hair and then maybe condition it? And do you do any of that and rub maybe a skin lotion into your body, Graham?
I didn't put on sunscreen today, Kim.
No, not today.
But I certainly did all the other things.
There we go. So what I just thought I'd touch on just a few little areas with the way our skin functions. It's not very a happy, you know, organ. It's the largest organ, the largest eliminating organ, actually, of the body, and doesn't really like a lot of these chemicals that we're actually using in everyday to day products. And there are actually over about 25,000. Actually, there are more, much more than 25,000 chemicals now approved for skincare products and cosmetics.
So. Kim, from time to time, I do look at the product and I look at the outside of the packaging, and I see lots of big, long names of things that make up that particular product, and sometimes I go, well, I wonder what that stuff is. It doesn't feel bad when I apply it, but sometimes I do question what those different things are.
Important to question, and you really don't know. The average person who doesn't have, you know, a biochemical or chemical background really doesn't know what's in all the things that we use on our skin. That's the problem. I actually have lists that I give out to people on barely 20 of the most regularly used chemicals, and I do give those out in clinics. So, you know, if you can't pronounce the words, I'd be really shy of those.
I'm going to throw out about a dozen products.
I know, and look, I actually pulled out some things here, you know, just in front of me again. The old sunscreens, they really are of a concern. One of the ingredients that they'll put into a zinc stick, you know, you think how safe a zinc stick might be to use. If you look very carefully at some of the ingredients, it says zinc oxide, titanium dioxide. Well, that's okay. But then it comes across with another little chemical in here, which is really nasty. It's called BHT. This one's made in Australia, and it's a skin tone. And BHT has actually been banned in the UK for many years. It's a preservative, and it is found in cosmetics, but it can actually cause tremendous damage to the skin, and it will soak into past the skin. There are so many things that will pass. Most chemicals will pass through the skin's layer into the bloodstream, and it has been implicated in mimicking estrogen in the men and women, and implicated in breast cancers. Now, we're looking at an accumulative effect, Graham. It's not just, you know, if you're doing this a once off, I'm sure the liver will be able to handle that and you'll be able to eliminate some of these mainstream chemicals. But it's when we apply these things 3 times a day or 2x a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, you know, for at least half of our life, and we don't really get it. We don't know what we're really doing.
So, Kim, what's the answer? I mean, we're told that if we go out into the sun and our sun is exposed to UV rays, that we should put on a sunblock. We are all very, you know, concerned about our own personal hygiene, so we make sure our teeth are clean, and we make sure our body is clean with shower and with shampoo and all of those sort of things. What are you suggesting we do?
There are alternatives. There are a lot of problems with the general shampoos sold in hairdressers and just across the counter, wherever you go, whether it be supermarket or pharmacy. And one of the most toxic ingredients, it's now known, is sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS. It is a foaming agent. It is a degreaser. And originally it was actually used, and it still is found in car washers and engine degreasers and garage floor cleaners. But we actually find now it's in 90% of our personal care products, from toothpaste, as you said, shampoo and cleansers. But it's highly toxic and it's a skin irritant. So avoid anything that has SLS. And you'll see even in the supermarkets now coming out, not that I advocate supermarket shopping over above any other sort of shopping, but health food stores, chemists and supermarkets will carry SLS and paraben-free shampoos. And they're cheap.
Okay.
They're really cheap. And they're also body lotions without sorbolene, please, because sorbolene is actually a mineral oil product, and mineral oils like your Vaseline, your sorbolene, anything ending in I-N-E or E-N-E, comes from petrol. And so, you know, if we have a petrol spill in the ocean, we go to great lengths to mop it up, don't we?
Mm.
Why are we putting this stuff on our skins? And a lot of the laws that were, you know, made regulating these chemical usages originated in the late 1930s, before many of these modern chemicals were formulated, and at a time when skin was thought to be impermeable, like a raincoat. But these chemicals have remained in circulation. Now we know that the skin is highly permeable, as evidenced by your nicotine patches. You know, you can put these nicotine patches and it's straight into the bloodstream. You can put HRT patches and it's straight into the bloodstream. So even if you rub a clove of garlic on the bottom of your foot, within minutes, you'll taste it on your breath. You'll actually taste it. It's that fast. The volatile oils will pass through the permeable skin membrane into the bloodstream. So what I try and encourage people to do is read. You may not understand the labels, but if it says on the one of the ones standing in front of me here, one of these great little products, it says no nasty chemicals. I mean, that's a great start. Turn it over and have a look. And if it has an explanation as to where these chemicals originate, whether it be coconut or plant-based, you're going to be better off than the heavy-duty chemicals found in most cosmetics, shampoos and whatnot that we use on a regular basis.
All right. Well, if people are concerned and they'd like to find out more, where can they get more information about this?
Well, they're more than welcome to give me a call, but they can also just punch into Dr. Google any of the chemicals on the backs of their products. And I really suggest you do that. Look, skin cancers are of a nature these days that they are definitely much more prolific, or else we're finding we've got more techniques to be able to find them. We have got a beach culture. We do go out in the sun, even if you don't live near the beach. And I understand that applying all these things to little babies' skins is a good thing, but it's not a good thing if these little babies are actually going to be laden with all these really toxic chemicals. So I did with you a couple of months ago a sunscreen radio interview, and people can always just pop back onto my website and have a little look at that. Your sunscreens, I think you have to be very careful with regards to developmental issues on the skin and the use of these toxic chemicals in the sunscreen, because I don't know and you don't know what damage they can do, and you don't know under the influence of UV rays what that mix is going to be with the chemical being heated on your skin.
All right. Details can be sought from Kim's website. It's Kim Balson, one word, KimBalson.com.
That's great. Can I just say thank you so much? I'm also in Warwick doing clinic this Friday. If anybody's out there, they're more than welcome to give me a call and see me at Warwick.
All right. We've got Kim's number here. If you're in the Warwick area, give us a call and we'll pass Kim's number on for an appointment. Good on you, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham.
It's Kim Balson, naturopath, author and hormone consultant. Food for thought, 13 to 12.